Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Mahaffey. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roy Mahaffey. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Bishop reaches third base with a triple. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Dykes scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Herm Holzhauser now pitching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Boley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Boley reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Dykes moves to third. It's 7-0, Athletics. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahaffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley scores. It's 9-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herm Holzhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gulick moves to third. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Gullick scores. One out. It's 9-1, Athletics. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Cochran steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. McNeely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran scores. It's 10-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser fires to first and has Miller trapped. There's the throw to Kress who tags Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kress moves to second. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gullick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boley hits a line drive towards short. Kress catches it and throws to second to double up Dykes. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mahaffey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mahaffey moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Herm Holzhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Holzhauser takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Gulick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. 2 outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. 1 out. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Mahaffey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holzhauser fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 11-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 4 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gullick. Haas reaches second base with a double. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 12-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang now catching. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gullick hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Simmons out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McNeely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. McNeely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Herm Holzhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holzhauser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Holzhauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 3 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mahaffey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gulick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.